Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
So, if they reopen this line between Foxton and Barrington, I know it's for specific use, but that would be a sensible use of the railway. A lot of people would welcome it rather more than hundreds of lorries going into the village. But what about what are you up to now? Because, I mean, presumably, there's not much point talking about the guided bus. We have talked about it and talked about it. The battle is lost. I think, to put it bluntly, you look to be proved right more and more every day. But
well, one of the great... yes, I don't want to go off tangent on the guided bus, but there is a point that I would like the public to realise. Cast Iron has no interest whatsoever in watching the guided bus take years to open. You know, if we're right about what we think will happen with the guided bus, we need to see it open and operating, and so that we can say, there you are, it has failed. We told you it would fail all along. The catch is, of course, that nobody's going to admit it's failed until Northstow is built and has been established for, you know, some time. So, sadly, from our point of view, it's probably going to be 10 to 15 years before we can definitively say they are, guided buses don't work, or at least they don't work between Cambridge and St Ives. And one of my members has kindly suggested I make it my retirement project.
Right. OK. Well, you've got a long way to go for that then, Tim. So, in the meantime, of course, you have other projects in mind, and I think one is a new station on the outskirts of Cambridge.
Well, this was sparked by the fact that the franchise for the rail services in the area is up for renewal, and anybody can make contributions to the franchise consultation process. And we made a submission which majored, if you like, on the re-establishment of the short stub of railway line between Chesterton Fen Road Junction and the point at which the railway used to cross what was the old A10, the Milton Road, just actually right by where your office is, or where you're speaking from now, as I understand it. So this was the start of the St Ives line.
Yeah.
And our proposal is for a single platform station, a terminal station, that would effectively come up to the Milton Road and stop there, and would provide services directly to Cambridge main station and through, obviously, to either Liverpool Street or King's Cross or anywhere else for that matter. And that was our proposal, and we got some consultants in to look at it as well. And we're talking about something between £3 and 5 million. And it's doable by the end of 2011, particularly if it is done in conjunction with the works that will be put into Cambridge Main Station to build the two extra platforms.
Is the line itself currently in existence? Because you say it's near us, and I haven't got a clue where you're talking about.
You'll have to go through the undergrowth.
Yes, that's the point, isn't it?
excuse me. Yes, it does exist. It would need completely relaying. That, funnily enough, on a railway is not the expensive bit necessarily, because if you've already got the land and the route, then replacing track is not a huge deal. It will require replacement of the set of points that actually takes you off the main line at Fen Road Junction. Actually, that's not quite true. The points themselves are in good working order because they're used by freight trains. There's another set of points just slightly further along, what we call a turnout. But yes, that side of things is no big deal. The land is still there, the route is still there, it's not been obstructed by anything, not even concrete.
Is it a single line?
It would be a single line, yes.
Right, so there would be a shuttle system working, and it would just and the locomotive, the train, whatever, would just go there and back, there and back.
Well, not necessarily a shuttle, no. It would be, in fact, during our campaign for the St Ives line, it was pointed out to us by various people, both within and outside the direct railway employment, that one of the issues at Cambridge Station, with its long single platform and this famous set of scissors points, which is, you know, almost famous the world over, is that trains that are turning around to go back to London effectively obstruct almost everything. And it was pointed out to us that it would do Cambridge Station itself a great favour if, when we were talking about it then, if trains could disappear up to St Ives and come back, you know, about 40 minutes later and get out of the way, so to speak. So there is every possibility that, A, trains from London continue through, you know, stop at Cambridge Station as usual, but then continue on and terminate at Milton Road, or possibly better still, at Cambridge Station they divide in half, which is something that happens very frequently at the moment.
Yes.
One half goes forward and terminates at Milton Road Station, the other one goes forward to Ely and King's Lynn, as is much the pattern at the moment.
So this then gets us into another world, doesn't it, of the operators? Because, you know, on the one level, what you've just said makes sense in terms of opening up the line, building a single platform at this end of the city and ferrying people in and out of Cambridge to the railway station. But when you start to talk about splitting trains and London trains keeping going, then that becomes a whole new world because of this sort of franchise system with the operators.
Well, that's true. I haven't looked into this specifically, but I don't think it'd be, if you'll pardon the pun, much mileage in only operating it as a shuttle system. Although, the more I think about it, that is another possibility with a cross-platform change and so on and so forth. But no, I mean, the idea would be to be part of the national network. It would be wired, it'd be electric trains, so you don't have any locos reversing or turning around or whatever, anything like that. It would be just put into the main part of the timetable. And you see, if you think about the distance between Cambridge Station and Milton Road Station as proposed, which, you know, most listeners will realise this, but even if not, you know, that station would be very, very close to the Science Park, the St John's Innovation Park, where you guys are, the Cambridge Regional College, and, of course, the thousands of homes in North Cambridge. This would be something that would relieve congestion at Cambridge Main Station, and not only that, it would relieve a huge amount of congestion on the roads between Cambridge Main Station and the area from which you're broadcasting. The point about the guided bus, the area of the principle of the guided bus is between Cambridge Station and Milton Road, precisely the two points we're talking about. It's a bus, is a bus, is a bus, just like any other bus. And it's going to take you 25, 35, 40 minutes to make that journey. Our journey, as proposed, is between 4 and 6 minutes.
See, we have colleagues who used to regularly come to the old railway station when our radio station was on Hills Road, used to come in by train. They're now driving. Well, this would facilitate them. I'm just talking about a very tiny number of people, but it would be magnified all the way around this part of the city, wouldn't it?
Well, it certainly would. And in fact, there's a very interesting point of principle there, because when your researcher rang me yesterday to ask if I could do this interview, she asked, would I come to the studio? And I said, well, one of two things. One, if it was still in, because I should just point out that I work from and live south of Cambridge city itself, in the villages, you know, I could have probably quite easily got to your old studios near the station. I could have gone from Shelford to Cambridge Station, Whittlesford to Cambridge Station, you know, the stations that are local to me. If I'd have wanted to come to your studio today, in practical terms,
you've got to drive.
I'd had to have driven. In practical terms, it would have been going through Cambridge itself, although admittedly, obviously missing out the very centre of Cambridge. But I could have, in principle at least, I could have got on at my local station, which would be either Shelford or Whittlesford, and I could have been at your studios, and by definition, also at the Science Park, Regional College, any of those huge employers around there, I could have been there in, let me think now, that would be 4 plus 6, 10 minutes.
The point is, Tim, that you are preaching to the converted to me, because I fully can see the value of rail travel and I can see the value of getting people off the roads. But who would you need to convince for this to happen?
Well, I'm very pleased that we've actually, again, pardon the pun, we've actually gone a long way down the road on this. We sent this as a press release that we sent a submission. So bear in mind, we were doing what anybody can do, which is make a submission to the Greater Anglia Rail Franchise, GARF, which had to be in, I think it was the middle of April. We then publicised that as a press release, including advising the County Council as the local transport authority. And you may recall it got into the press the next day, and there was immediate rebuttal. Oh, no, we've looked at this before. It's going to cost £16.5 million. Well, I'm still waiting for the council to tell me where they've got that figure from. They sent me a number of other figures, and it's the comparison figures they're using, which was a previous consultation by their consultants, Atkins, was talking about between £8 and £10 million for a scheme similar to ours, but not the same as ours. Now, if people want more detail on this, it's far too much detail to go into on air now. We'd be here all day. But if people want to go look at the detail of this, there's a Q&A section, there's the full proposal, etc., on our website, www.castiron.org.uk/Milton Road, and it's all there. Now, the really important thing is this. Once we set the publicity out, we were contacted directly by two major players in the UK railway industry. I'm not at liberty to name them or to tell you who they come from, but believe me, this is important. These are national players, in fact, international in one case. They have looked through our plans, and they were the ones who confirmed that this, in principle, could be done for between £3 and £5 million. But the better news is this. One of these people has come in with the idea of what's called modular station construction. And what this means is, if the main Chesterton station gets the go-ahead in 5 or 6 years' time, which is the earliest it looks like, which is a very expensive project. But if that was the case, then this station could effectively be moved to the new location, and therefore you'd only have marginal costs involved, and our scheme would be cost-benefit positive, or benefit-cost positive, in its 4 or 5 year life. Alternatively, if it works out to be a success in its own right, it can stay where it is.
Tim, as ever, good to talk to you. Fascinating stuff. And the website is there for all to go and have a look at. That's Tim Phillips, the chairman of Cast Iron.